You're listening to Devoted to Prayer Podcast, where we develop a deeper, closer intimacy with God by devoting ourselves to prayer. Each prayer is written with God's will in mind, offering peace from the transcendent God. It's a weekly podcast of sacred and mindful prayers to help you align your prayers with God's divine will. Hey, prayer warriors, thanks for joining today. It's always a pleasure to pray with you for the kingdom of God and for all those who desire to develop a closer relationship with Him. Today's prayer is titled Time with God, and our scripture reference comes from Mark chapter 6, verse 31, and I'll read from the Christian Standard Bible, and it says, He said to them, Come away by yourselves to a remote place and rest a while. For many people were coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. As co-laborers in Christ, it's important that we take care of our spiritual health as well. You know, we were set apart for God and for His purposes, and being with the Lord helps us to stay on that path of obedience, fellowship, and rest for our souls. So it's important that we make time with God so that we are full enough to support the needs of the ministry that He has for us. So that's what we're going to pray about today. Prepare your heart and your mind to go before the Lord in prayer. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, thank you for this time with you. As I sit in your presence, I can feel your comfort and the rest you give. My body begins to relax. Mental tension begins to settle when I meditate on your word. Lord, you are the God who made the world and everything that's in it. My heart overflows with gratitude for the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. Thank you, Jesus. Gracious Lord, what an amazing privilege I have just spending time with you. If I'm not careful, it's so easy to get swept away by the day, being overwhelmed by the number of tasks and self-inflicted responsibilities that so easily distract me from your glory. So Lord, I come to you and I welcome you at this moment to speak to me in ways that I need it most. I surrender my will, my constant need to do more, be more, have more. Right now, God, I just want to be with you. I'd love to keep a standing appointment with you. Quality time in your presence means the world to me. So Lord, I want to just pray that I can rest in your presence every day of my life, making time to hear from you every day. Lord, help me to settle in your presence. This is where I find the most peace, hope, guidance, and direction. Being with you is where I truly find rest. Gracious Lord, I want to be connected to your eternal spirit, learning from you all the while experiencing your gentle and humble heart. Lord, remaining connected to you truly gives me peace. No matter how crazy or complicated life will be, no matter the expectations required of me, Lord, I can rest assured that being with you, I can simply be me. Being with you helps me see myself beyond myself, refuels my desire to live my life filled with purpose. And Lord, being with you connects me with your grace to love and serve others. But most importantly, being with you keeps my heart knitted to you, which grants me a deeper guidance of your good, perfect, and pleasing will. Lord, thank you that being with you joins us into one spirit, for I know you are my Father and your Spirit lives in me. As a believer, I am spiritually joined with Jesus. Therefore, may my life represent you in everything I do, fleeing from anything that would degrade or hinder our divine connection. And when life gets challenging, Lord, may I never neglect being with you, for it's with you, God, that gives me encouragement and rest to fulfill your purpose for me. So thank you for this life. Thank you for who I am in Christ. And thank you for the privilege of prayer to seek your throne of grace boldly with confidence, knowing that you hear me because you care for me.
I surrender this prayer to you, Lord God, with a heart full of praise, because I love you and I know that you love me. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for praying with me today. When we unite in spirit and ignite in prayer, every word becomes a connection to the Most High God. When praying the Word of God, we can be comforted by knowing that God is faithful. He truly cares and is our protector and comforter in times of need. Whatever the circumstance may be, we can use these scriptural prayers to aid us in finding peace that surpasses our understanding. My prayer for you is that you'll always be watchful and alert for things to pray for with an attitude of gratitude. Please join me next time, and in the meantime, live blessed.